Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. You're about to listen to our fighting episode, which I think is probably our rawest and most real and edgiest episode yet. Would you agree with that?
But I think we keep saying that as we keep releasing new ones, but that's good.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that it seems to me like we're doing that with every episode, but I guess because this is such an intimate and vulnerable thing, fighting, you know, that people hide so much from everybody, and then we actually do it in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what makes it, you know, so
yeah,
real and edgy.
I agree. I mean, it just keeps getting more intense.
I know.
Intense,
well, I think
right?
We keep getting more comfortable and trusting, and people, you know, the feedback of people saying that, yeah, I get it, uh-huh, makes us want to keep going. But I wanted to say, first of all, that there are a few edits that you're going to hear, but those edits are not us editing out things that we've said. There were a few edits because, number one, our kids are home. So if they needed something, we had to stop. And you had ordered Chinese food.
As usual. Right.
And the guy came to the door and we had to stop. But those edits aren't, we like legitimately like just stream of consciousness kept going. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, yeah, I want to let them know that because I don't want them, they're going to hear some, maybe some edits. And as always, you know, we have our dogs barking and we have the kids in the background because that's just our life. And
yeah, and I love a good chow fun, and I think they make it great around here, so we have to order it every once in a while.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's worth it.
Yeah, that's on topic. Well done. But I just, you know, I want to point that out because if you hear some edits, it's not us, you know, I think that's important to know because I don't want people to think that, like, you know, and other than like a reality show of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever, I don't know. I mean, and that's obviously all staged, or a lot of it's staged, and producers and this and that. I can't think of anything where it's like real marriage fighting, like, you know, real representation of it, and that's what this is.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
No, so this is like real reality.
Yeah,
like not scripted,
right?
Reality that everybody's used
totally
to. Yeah.
So anyway, so going into that, I just want you to keep that, you know, keep that in mind, that this really is legitimately like what you're about to hear. So and as always, you know, we keep it real, and we've forgiven each other since then, sort of. But all right, so just enjoy it, and you know, hopefully you'll be able to relate, and any feedback you want to give would be awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, enjoy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm the bad person. Let's just blame me for this.
No. I think you owe me, after this many pretty goddamn good years of marriage, a solid reason. I work my ass off to make enough money to provide you with a good life. And you owe me a reason that makes sense. So let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear it.
Because when I watch you eat, when I see you asleep, when I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis, and as always, this is Adam and Danielle. Say hello.
Hi.
We're here. And quick note, by the way, thank you all so much for listening to us and downloading the podcast and all the contributions.
Subscribing,
all that
reviewing.
Stuff.
Reviewing.
I mean, come on. It's been incredible. I mean, we are literally, a month and a half?
Not even.
Yeah, not even. And with over 12,000 downloads already, and I don't get this. Something's wrong. I don't understand how this works. But I'm showing that we're being played in like 35 countries.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm looking at when I look at our
stats.
That's
the beauty of podcasts.
But, I mean, they all speak English in all these different – I mean, how many
– All right. I guess so.
Our number three country is Malaysia.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's insane.
It's amazing.
Thank you to everybody in Malaysia, by
the
way.
Now I want to go to Malaysia.
Yeah. We need to go meet you guys.
Yes, and please.
Tell us, like, why are you listening to us?
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Incredible. I want to go there now and meet all of them and have a big party.
Sure.
Absolutely. So thank you.
Yeah.
We're so – it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, I'm loving – I'm talking to so many different people and I'm meeting so many different people and I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This is great.
It's been an awesome adventure.
Yeah. So just a quick, you know, thank you to everybody. Like, we really appreciate you listening to all of our bullshit. So I guess it makes sense to some of you. But yeah, thank you once again.
Awesome.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So after this
– and we're almost at 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Is that good?
I think it's great because I think I mean, like you said, it's only been, you know, a month, not even a month and a half.
Yeah, but
and
I don't even understand.
Well, that's okay. But what it means is that I feel like on Instagram, like we're such a community and we're all just kind of like, yeah, we get it. And it's fun. We're all commiserating and having fun and laughing together. And I feel like, I don't know, we're like this group of friends who maybe don't live near each other and know each other in real life, but we're hanging out. I love it.
Yeah, so I guess that means that you guys are just understanding that you all deal with the same stuff with your husbands and
absolutely
wives or whoever.
Absolutely, yeah, right. Yes, yeah. Yes. I think it's nice to know that we're all, you know, we're not in it alone. We're all dealing.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, we are. So yeah, so after this episode, hopefully we're not going to be done with the podcast after this one.
Right. Well, did you tell what this episode is about?
No, I'm kind of leading up to that.
Mm-hmm. You didn't poison my drink, did you?
Listen.
I feel like I need one of those taste testers.
That would be very smart of you, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're talking about fighting and fighting with your spouse, your significant other,
like whoever we need it may anything be. Else to cause a fight,
right? So this is not just like bickering back and forth in the other podcasts like we normally do. Mm-hmm. This is about how we fight, like what makes us fight with each other, how we deal with it, how we handle it, and
yeah. And I think there's different levels. I think there's, like, you know, bickering, there's arguing, and then there's fighting.
All right. Yeah, I'm in for a real treat here. I think you guys might be
me
too.
You're the one who keeps saying, oh, wait till the podcast. I'll tell you in the podcast.
No.
Wait, but before we get started, so we talked in the laminated list episode. Uh-huh. It hasn't really left my mind. We were talking about, you said if you could have a lunch or, you know, a whole bunch of time to talk to a bunch of guys, you would sit with Albert Einstein, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Carl Sagan.
Wow, you took notes.
Well, it was easy to remember, and I know you a little bit.
Okay.
So, which was great, and I got that, but then I was upset that you didn't mention any women in your group, any women scientists who you would sit with, and that bothered me.
Well, all right, you know what? That's a good point, because without any of your research, can you name one female scientist?
Well, now I can.
I said before your research.
Yeah, but that's what bothers me.
Okay, but that's not my fault.
I know. I absolutely, right. Which is why I felt
don't fight. Just
who's fighting? I'm not fighting.
I thought we were getting into a little.
Not argument. At all. I was just saying that's the point. Is that you don't know? That's not blaming you. I'm just saying, and I understand it too. Because wait. Mm-hmm. I have to say, if I had a chance to sit down with a bunch of people at lunch or whatever, I don't know how many men I'd have on my list. I think it'd probably be all women.
Okay.
But I felt like I needed to do some research and let you in on some women who you might want to research and you might be interested in exploring.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. So I stopped at three because I felt like, you know, was getting a little carried away. But first of all, we've all heard the name so many times, but the scientist, Marie Curie, have you heard of her?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Do you know anything about her?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I know
that's
the
problem, is that we hear the names and we don't know. All right. So Marie Curie she lived from 1867 to 1934. She invented the X-ray machine. Mm-hmm. And she is the only woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize twice. She discovered radium and polonium, two substances that are radioactive, and she was ultimately responsible for the invention of radiation used in cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and she helped make the first treatments, you know, to that helped people survive cancer.
See,
so
we,
she was
we
huge.
Should know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she was the first female professor at the University of Paris. And what's interesting is that she died of pernicious anemia, which is a blood anemia that happens when you're overexposed to radiation.
That makes sense.
So she like sacrificed her life.
Sure.
To a second one who you I think is more in your along your lines because you're into space.
Mm-hmm.
So Deborah Fisher.
Okay.
She's 65 years old. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an extraplanet hunter. Which is like your...
I'm in.
Yeah.
I
that's,
meet her.
Yeah. I feel
she's
like...
On my, she's on my list.
I know. I feel like she's on your laminated list now. Yeah. So she was a Yale astronomer who explores new worlds, except these new worlds aren't on Earth. She and her colleagues have located hundreds of planets outside the solar system, outside of our solar system. Mm-hmm. And she has... come up with like multiple planets that
we never knew before. She found other planets.
Yeah, outside our
solar
system.
Outside of our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
What type of planets were they? Were they like?
Well, you know, this is where I'm not like I literally went on the kids' websites to explore this.
But that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about. I cannot understand science, so I went on like Kids Britannica and everything online, and I put in like. Kids version of women scientists.
So you don't know if they're like
planets
that could sustain life or water-based at all in
well,
any
way. Well,
she
says that her real
star.
Goal in life, what she wants, is she wants to prove that there's extraterrestrial life. So that's her main goal in life. So she believes, you know, in extraterrestrial life.
Well, I mean...
No, but... I feel like she would be somebody who'd be into that. You would like love that.
I would love
and
that.
And the third one is Carolyn. I don't know if it's Porso or Porco. I'm hoping it's Porso. That'd be much easier for her. Either way, she's fabulous. She's also 65. She is called the rock star of the science world.
Hmm.
And she's considered one of the world's foremost experts in planetary rings and moons that circle the giant outer planets. So she is leading the team for the Cassini mission, which is orbiting Saturn. And among her greatest discoveries so far are the giant geysers and icy particles, indicating a presence of water on Saturn's sixth largest moon, Enceladus. Is that right?
Yes.
So, so she's like... discovering things about, you know, Saturn, and presently she has a mission en route to Pluto and the Kuiper Belt at the farthest edges of our solar system. And she did a TED Talk. You can hear Porso or Porco's TED Talk about Saturn. So you can download that.
So, like, are we going to get nerdy on this episode? Because I would love to...
No, you got to get somebody else in on that because, like I said, I did like the toddler version of I'm not good at this. But I did feel like...
Did you know?
So you need to... But I want you now to research these people because it's important that
I totally will.
Okay, please.
But quick fact.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Pluto was excluded as a planet
mm-hmm.
how many years ago? Neil deGrasse Tyson was part of that
study. I do remember that.
Do you know why?
It was too small.
Yeah. Hmm. Very good. Do you know how small it was?
3 inches. But
there's nothing wrong with 3 inches. Did you know that Pluto is 5 times smaller than our moon?
I don't know how big
our
moon
is.
You're not. Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I can't get excited about this stuff. I can't even pretend to because I don't know how big our moon is.
It's like a rock in space. It's nothing.
I don't know what that means.
Right. All right. Let's move on.
I'm sorry.
I want to get nerdy with somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, these women might be on your laminated list if you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like for somebody to be talking, like whispering in your ear, like, Saturn outer rings. Like, I feel like you'd be super turned on by that.
Was it the icy rings?
Yes, exactly.
Or the rocky rings? Because I want to know which part it was.
Yeah. See, I know what turns you on, and I can't do it for you. So I think that you need to. But I was upset that there were no women mentioned there. But although I get it, because quite honestly, I have very few men who I want to like sit and have a whole conversation mm-hmm. with, which is probably the same type of...
Well, up until how long ago were women really allowed to be scientists?
I think a long time ago, according. Yeah. They're just not getting the recognition. But Marie Curie, I just said she, you know, she was...
From the 1800s, right.
Yeah.
But was it like a hidden thing, like in...
Well, you just said you know her name.
No, but now, like, you know, how many years ago was her name, like...
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, if she invented the X-ray machine and was helpful in cancer, obviously she had to be. But we don't get the recognition. Mm. So, you know, so I wanted to just throw that out there.
First of all, don't say we. Okay? Don't put yourself in the women's science community. Just because they're scientists and they're women doesn't mean women in a hole.
Yes, it does mean women in a hole, because I think you could go into every single... area, and it's the same thing. Women do not get the same kind of recognition. I'm sorry.
Still?
100%. We're getting better, but it's... No, let's not get into that in this episode. We'll talk about that in a different episode. just remember their names. Deborah Fisher, Carolyn Porso, and Marie Curie.
I love it.
I want you to go research them.
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm in.
So, all right, let's get into now the fighting styles of marriage.
Thank you very much for listening. And, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did.
Yeah, no, that was a fun episode. All right, let's get going here.
Okay.
Do you want to start this off, or do you want me to start this off?
You know what? Being that I have one page of notes here versus your 16, I would...
You're acting like that doesn't happen in every episode.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You're going to control this one anyway, so go for it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so since I am allowed to start off, I'm going to control it the way I want to control it, I'm going to talk about the last time I was mad at you.
All right.
Okay.
This is perfect, actually, because...
Oh, you have this down, too?
No, but I know what you're talking about, and I have a great response for it.
Oh.
Yep.
Shit.
Start off in a
We came back from vacation. We talked about that. We just did the travel episode. And when they came back, they started camp again. They had one more week of camp. Mm-hmm. I will fucking kill you. Stop smiling.
Nope. Keep bringing on.
Oh, my God.
What else?
So I had... all the laundry to do from everybody. Mm-hmm. And we were away for almost 2 weeks. So it's a lot of laundry. Mm-hmm. Plus the dogs hadn't really exercised. I see you. I see you. Our dogs need a lot of exercise. I take them every morning to hike.
Yep.
And, Thursday morning, you said to me, after being home for a few days, you looked at the laundry basket, which was filled above your laundry because I had so much other laundry to fold on top of it. Mm-hmm. And you said, I guess I'll just put this in the dryer to be de-wrinkled again.
Yep.
Like a very passive aggressive. And I said to you, I went outside, I tried to cool off a little bit.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And then I said, please don't make any comments about the laundry.
Right.
Because I am so overwhelmed right now. I have so much going on, and that doesn't help. That's all I said.
I know. I was actually very impressed by your response, because that goes against everything I have in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I think you did well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Which you usually don't.
Yeah. I didn't even have time to fight.
Right.
Like, I was so overwhelmed with everything that I didn't even have time to have a fight. I was like, the camp is ending. I had to write out all the tips for camp. We need to be YouTube videoing this.
We should.
Because, like, your head bob and your head nod.
What else did you have?
Are all the knives away? I just want to make sure there's no knives present.
Tell
because
me all
I will
the
fucking
things you had
kill
to do.
You.
Just keep going.
Okay. So, all right. I won't go into it then, because you think it's stupid.
No,
no, no, no. I won't.
You skipped over one of my favorite excuses that you had during that.
There's three kids and two dogs.
No, besides that. That's
what?
That's
What's
every
my
excuse.
Other excuse?
That you had to get them ready for school. You had to start thinking about that, which is 3 weeks away. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. Then you do it.
Do what?
You know what? Then you get them ready for school. If it's not a big deal and you have 3 weeks to do it, go ahead. You have plenty of time. Start now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that's a great idea. I'm going to be the one that get them ready for school, being that it's 3 weeks ahead. So I'll be the one who goes to work every day and, you know, provides for my family. And then I'll also make sure the kids are ready for school.
that's not what I was saying.
Besides that, what are you doing as a stay-at-home mom while I'm doing both jobs?
You can't. Well,
You just told me to take care of the kids and make sure they get to school and that's all taken care of while I'm working.
Well, I'm glad you think that all I have to do is just get them ready for school.
No, you have to take care of 3 kids and 2 dogs and fold the laundry and, right?
Yeah, and take care of a husband who acts like a 14-year-old, so.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but it's true. All right, but the stay-at-home mom thing is going to be a whole other episode, so
yes,
I didn't want to go there now because that's a whole other podcast series.
That's a lot of part of this.
Okay.
Right?
A little bit, yeah. But if you think it's so easy to get 3 kids.
Nobody ever said it was easy.
Yes, you did.
I never said it was easy. Did I once say easy?
I don't need to even, you said what you said, so I don't even need to explain it. People will listen and know that you said, I have 3 weeks and it's no, I mean, you are making it like it's no big deal. It is a big deal. We don't have kids. Some people have kids who are like ready to go back to school and excited and they post the pictures and the kids are smiling. Our kids are going to be a mess when they go back to school. They have no interest in going back to school whatsoever. There's no enticement for them. So we have different kids. Our kids are not excited. So for me, I'm dreading it. A lot of parents are like, woohoo, back to school.
Really?
Yeah, because they're out of the house again. And, you know, after being, maybe I'll be like that in 3 weeks. But I'm dreading it. I'm absolutely dreading it. And you can't possibly understand that because you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
A lot of things you don't have to worry about.
God.
Exactly. See, that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of the things that I take care of that you don't have to worry about.
That's the same fucking thing for me.
Well, that's my point.
Okay.
That's
all right.
The point
all right.
of the
Let's
whole
go.
Thing.
Let's move on because this can go on all day.
Okay.
Okay.
I need a drink. Shot.
I need a drink. Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so I asked you to describe my fighting style and your fighting style.
How's everybody doing out there? Everybody okay?
I hate you.
You shouldn't hate me.
Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
My fighting style and your fighting style. How would you describe mine and how would you describe yours?
All right, so how would I describe your fighting style?
Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a 7-hour podcast. Go ahead.
All right, so I used some adjectives. My first one that I came up with was loud.
Mm-hmm.
You're very loud.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
Screaming,
that.
Screaming, loud.
Oh, yeah.
Just, for me, you know, a little annoying.
Can you be more specific, please?
I think you overreact a lot. You take a situation.
Wait, you're annoying or I'm annoying?
You're annoying.
Oh, I think you mean you're annoying. No, I don't need you to expand on me being annoying. I thought you said you're annoying.
No.
Okay, wait. So what? So I'm loud.
You're loud.
Okay.
Annoying.
Okay.
Overreact. I think you take situations and make them more than they are and becomes a fight.
Okay.
So your fighting style is you overreact to situations.
Mm-hmm.
And... like I feel like we were just building up to a lot of excuses, a lot of like the laundry's not done because I've in 3 weeks have to get the kids back to school and I have to do this.
Yeah.
What,
well, that's
a lot
true.
Of, no, I think you search for excuses when we're fighting. And
no, that's
some of
not.
Them,
that, it's an excuse because it's true. Okay. We came back from vacation and I had a lot of other stuff to worry about and my kids need stuff to wear to get to camp.
I know, but you use a lot of excuses as to things about that you can't do where you forget about. For me, like you were saying, we text. All right. A good example about fighting, text fighting the other day. you were texting me, I'm so overwhelmed. I have the laundry and I have to get the kids ready for school. And I was like, and I texted you back, I'm so overwhelmed too. I'm back to work after 2 weeks. And you texted me, why are you overwhelmed?
No, I was legitimately asking you, why are you overwhelmed? I wanted to hear why.
But you should know why.
Okay. Okay. This is going to help no one. All right.
Listen, I'm coming into this one to a ton of, 99.9% moms and women.
No, and I don't think that's true. I think that you're going to get men who are listening also.
I'm coming into this like,
but that's good.
Like, I think, boxing match, okay, with one hand tied behind my back.
You're giving the other perspective.
I'm coming into this, restricted here. Like,
Well, I feel like that in every fight because I feel like I'm a stay-at-home mom. No, I don't not a work. Fight.
I'm into this podcast with a ton of women listening who are dealing with the same things you're dealing with guys who are just like me. And I'm in this one hand tied behind my back.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, I know you are. I'm not, but okay. I have to, listen.
Okay. All right, let's keep going because there's too much.
Right.
We got to just get to the point.
Okay.
All right, so I'm loud, I'm annoying, I make excuses, yes.
And you but overreact.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's an acceptance?
I'm listening to you. I hear you, and I'm listening to you. Okay. I'm like Rosie Perez in...
exactly. You can't hear Jimmy.
In White Men Can't Jump.
Right.
Okay. All right, and how about your fighting style?
Okay. No, I think
I wish everyone could see the eye rolls going on.
I think you'll agree with me. I'm very subdued.
Subdued is a very nice word.
That's why I used it.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like I'm very low tempered and restrained in the way I battle back. Right, I'm very kind of low key. I don't get loud. I don't. Right? No.
Sure. Keep going.
That's all I got.
I mean, you say subdued. I say like, I don't even know what the word is. Dead.
Subdued is nicer than dead.
Well, the whole reason you think I'm overreacting is because I'll tell you something and you sit there silent. So when you sit there silent, I'm like, oh, he doesn't get it. I better keep telling him what's going on. And then I keep going and going and going. And by the time you answer, I'm blowing up because you're sitting there silent. And I'm like, the motherfucker isn't saying anything. So he must not understand what I'm trying to tell him. So I keep going and going and going. And by the time you finally respond, I'm like ready to explode.
Yeah. Well, there's some times that you just keep going and going and going and don't respond. I'm getting so like hot under the collar.
I know. So respond.
But I can't because you're not receptive to it. And that's why I don't.
I'm not receptive to it because you're wrong.
Exactly. Fuck you. And that's another one that I have here is that you cannot accept criticism. You just can't.
I don't agree
with that. Yeah, okay. Of course you don't agree with it.
Okay, but here's what I want to say. You know, in that situation, if you make a passive aggressive comment like that about your laundry being done, I'm going to freak out. So instead, you guys are so dumb. And I hate to use the word dumb, but you're fucking dumb.
Okay.
Because why wouldn't you say instead, all right, so we came home, I have 5 people's laundry to do, plus all the stuff. You know I'm stressed. I have made no secret about that you know I'm stressed. And I'm not out at a spa getting, like, I'm doing shit for our family. I'm not doing stuff that's like, I'm not saying I can't do it because I'm going out to lunch with friends, or I'm legitimately, like, trying to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So why, instead of you saying... I guess I'll just put these back in the washer and, dryer and re-wrinkle them. Well, that's exactly how you sound.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you say, you know what? I work across the street from a laundromat, and you fucking do. You work across the street from a laundromat. You know what? Do you want me to just, I'll take this stuff to the laundromat today and I'll have them do it. I know you're super overwhelmed. Mm. Like, you're so dumb because had you said that, you would be the luckiest fucking husband in the world.
But instead of that, there's no credit for the fact that I said, oh my God, there's so much laundry for you to do. I put my laundry in. I put it into the washer. I moved it to the dryer myself. And I had to go to work that day.
Oh my God, you're a fucking adult. Yeah, okay, great.
Oh yeah, okay. So how many, let's do a poll. Women, how many husbands do their own laundry?
Okay, let's do that poll.
Okay.
Do your own laundry. That's not you doing because you put it in the washer.
I put it in the washer.
That's you doing your own laundry.
See, listen to you. I saw you had so much to do. I put it in the washer myself. I moved it to the dryer.
God. Okay.
And then, you know what? I had to go to work the next day. And I wasn't able to fold it myself.
You didn't say to me, I need this done today.
Oh,
no, I'm serious.
Okay, so, but
I had all this other laundry to do too, and the kids had no clothes for camp.
And I had no clothes for work.
But I didn't know that.
But I put it in first, and it was in there, and everything was folded after the fact.
Yeah, you put it in first, but why is your stuff more important than the kids' stuff?
I didn't say it was, oh my God.
But you put it in first, thinking, you're laughing, but I don't think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
You didn't say to me, I don't know you didn't have any clothes. I had no idea.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm serious. Why didn't you say to me, if you had said to me, need this stuff done.
Because I know you're so overwhelmed. Okay. I didn't want to say
I would have said to you, then bring it to the fucking laundromat. Mm. I'm sorry. I don't agree with you.
Of course you don't agree with me. That's why we fight. You know what? Let's get to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm.
Oh, boy.
No, but I'm serious. I think that you're a little bit dumb because I think that how hard it would have been for you to be nice and be like, I see you're over. Instead of
no,
you weren't. But you putting
it. I was trying to help.
That's not helping. If you helping would have been like, what can I take to the laundromat today? I know that you're super overwhelmed. What can I take for you? Like you putting it in the washer. I still have to dry it, fold it, put it away. That's a lot of that. I know that to you, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Go fuck yourself. Go ahead. Let's go. What's next?
Oh, boy.
No. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So fighting styles.
So you just witnessed our fighting styles. Wait. All right. So I said we both went over our fighting styles.
You said yours is fine and mine sucks.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Exactly how you hear it. all right. So,
yeah.
Would you, looking back at how your fighting style sucks, would you change it in any way?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like looking back.
Oh, do I think I need to work on it?
Yeah. Like, sure. Like, but in what way? Like, how could you fight differently that would make things easier for us?
I think that I could fight differently. By having a different husband. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. A little bit. I'm sort of kidding. No, I think that I need to walk away more and blow off steam. Like, I think I need to, like, get out of the situation and not be so impulsive.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like, I think I need to go for a walk or get out of the house.
For a couple days.
Fine. Are you going to take care of the kids?
Oh, no. Oh, you meant without the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, that wouldn't help me at all. Okay. But 100%, if I could like go to a spa for a few days, I'd come back and I'd be like, what the fuck were we fighting about?
Right.
It's perfect. Oh, 100, no problem.
As opposed to the 5 days a week spa that you have.
I know. You're going to want to edit that out. You're going to want to edit that out.
I'm kidding, everybody. That was
no,
a joke.
No. You're going to... You're like you are legitimately the most hated man in the universe right now.
All right, no, move on from that. That was fun.
Mm.
What? I'm so perplexed.
Well,
here.
So you talked about my fighting styles, but I didn't get to talk about your fighting style.
No, we already discussed it. I'm subdued. I'm restrained, and I'm low tempered.
No, you're
next. Let's move on.
Yeah, you don't communicate at all. You have no form of communication except for passive aggressiveness. Like you never sit down and you're like, listen, I know that you're busy. I know that, you know, you're preoccupied, but here's the deal. Like, I'm a little upset about, you're legitimately like, you'll be like, oh, well, wow, those dishes weren't done. Like that's your fighting style is like making little tiny comments that make me want
that's a fighting style.
Yeah, passive aggressive for sure.
No, like Well, first of all, that doesn't happen. But saying like, oh, those dishes aren't done.
What doesn't happen?
Saying that. When was the last time I said that?
Maybe not the dishes. That's what but I'm saying. Well, you just said it about the laundry 2 days ago. What's the difference? I feel like you've come so far and you're
how far?
So
what does that mean?
No, you haven't. I'm saying you don't do that anymore with the dishes, but you just did it with the fucking laundry, so what's the difference?
No. None.
I mean, if you say it about one thing, who cares? Is it say it about anything? Like, it's all the same thing. If you make a passive aggressive comments like that. See, look at you. You're not talking. Tell me, like, you won't tell me what you're thinking, and then I'm going to go and go and go, and then you're going to tell me that I'm overreacting because by the time I get to the point where I like get you to talk, I'm ready to explode. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Where are we?
I like fucking hell. I don't know. The sixth layer of hell, Dante's Inferno. Okay, so, I'm interested in whether or not people fight in public, because I think, you know, if you go out with friends, if people, you know, like act like they're fine with each other and then you end up later having it out, or if you can't, I can't hide it when we're with our friends and we're mad at each other.
Yeah, but I don't think we fight in public.
Right? I mean, I think I've been mad at you before when we're out with friends.
Well, that's different.
Why is that different?
Because we're not fighting.
Well, I mean, I think there have been times when I've probably been like annoyed with you.
Yeah, but we're not back and forth fighting in public, right?
No, I guess not, because I feel bad for whoever we're with.
Right. There's just a...
What, an overall like hostility.
An aura of...
Like, yeah, well, is that any better?
And I'm not saying better or worse. I'm just saying we don't...
I mean, we've been out with friends who fight when we go out.
A lot.
No, don't say a lot.
I think a lot.
Well, but what's the difference? I mean, if you're pretending that you're not fighting, is that any different?
Yes, because you're not making everybody else uncomfortable.
Okay, but that's stupid. Because I don't, I'm not interested in my friends like lying to me about how they're feeling about each other.
Nobody's lying to you. And like you one-on-one with your friend, you're going to talk about it. But like when we're
out together and my friends is upset, I don't want her to have to like pretend the whole night that she's like happy about something and she's
upset. She should open up at the table like in front of everybody saying what
she's
upset about.
I don't think she should have to hide it.
But okay, so what should she do? Like...
I think if she's pissed at her husband, I'm okay with her being pissed at her husband. It's one night out of my life, and I want to like be there for her and support her.
Right, but so at the table, she should just open up at her husband because she's pissed at him in front of everybody.
No, but I don't really think that she needs to be like caressing his back and acting like she's fine with it and everything's all fine and dandy.
But you just took it to like 10 levels out.
Well, I think that probably happens, that people are pretending like they're fine with each other and they're mad at each other. What? No. What?
No.
Okay. What? No, I don't think... No, if my friend is upset, I want to be there for her. And if it ruins my night, who the fuck cares? There's other weekends.
I agree with you.
Oh.
I'm just saying, sitting at the table, she doesn't need to...
I just missed my mouth. It's all good. Wait. I'm preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm glad that just happened, actually. Not you missing your mouth. I'm talking about how you're not kind of... competent in what you're saying about
what?
Nothing. No. Oop.
Okay.
Who said what?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Where are we? Again. I'm having trouble following this because.
Well, there's no rhyme or reason because none of our fighting is organized and like we do nothing. That's yeah.
All right. Let's. All right.
All right. Say something nice about me.
Oh my God, I think you're incredible and I love you and I'm the luckiest man in the world to have you.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's all bullshit.
No, that's true. But you're allowed to say nice things about me too.
I say nice things about you all
no,
the time.
No, now.
But that was a cop out.
Why?
I'm incredible. Like, no, I want something specific.
Okay. How about I'll say what I said to you today?
Like, I think
wait,
that.
What?
Wait. I was going to say, I think that that's a good. Lesson is that in the middle of fighting or whatever, that you need to stop and be like, listen, I think you're amazing.
I got a good one.
Yeah, I heard what you said today and that was awesome.
What do you mean you heard what I said?
With my Instagram story, yes. That I was super disgusting.
You posted an Instagram story, mm-hmm. and you apologized for the way you looked because either
you... No, I didn't apologize. I said, don't mind the way okay. I look.
Right. And I called you and I said, I just saw that Instagram story. And I said, I thought you were adorable. Mm-hmm. I thought you were beautiful.
Oh, is that why you did it? Because you knew we were going to be able to talk about it tonight?
No. I watched it mm-hmm. and thought... You just looked completely natural and beautiful and cute and adorable. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. And that's mine. That's like, mm-hmm. that's what I get from you. And nobody else does.
Right. And I do think that in the middle of fighting and everything, I do need to remind myself like of that kind of stuff. I do. I need to remind myself right. that like, there are things about you that I think no other man has ever like shown me the fact that like you think I'm beautiful no matter how I look. And I know I can look like shit a lot of the times. And no other man ever made me feel like that. Like, there are certain things that I need to remind myself in those situations. And I'm probably not doing that enough. Like, when I talk to my friends and we talk about our husbands and fighting. And we do that all the time. Because we all deal with stupid bullshit the way that husbands deal with stuff with their wives. And I always say to them, like, look, he's an amazing husband. But, and it's true, I have to remind myself that there are so many things that you do that no other man, I think, would give to me. And those are the things in the moment that I forget about. And I need to not forget that, you know, that I can wake up in the morning and feel repulsive and you still make me feel beautiful. And like all those things that no other man, I think, can do for me. And that's hard in the moment to remember. And I need to, that's why mm-hmm. it's good that we stopped and you said something nice about me. Mm-hmm. And that was very helpful. But, you know, and it brings me down a notch. It cools me off a notch because I hear you saying something nice and I'm like, okay, I need to remember that, you know, no matter how much a fucking asshole he is, mm-hmm. he has these good sides to him too. And
you guys all know we do the same thing, right? Like the guys get together and we say our wives are amazing, but... I'm not going to fill in the blank, but I'm just saying, just in response, it's.
I'm
not
surprised you even talk
way...
about your wives.
Oh, all the time.
Can I have more drink?
Sure.
Is it? Don't poison it.
Hold on, everybody. So my point being, it's just don't think that you girls get together and say, "Oh, my husband's an asshole because of this, but he's good because of this." We do the same thing. Like you have
I'm
to realize.
I'm fine with that. I don't
just
care.
So you realize. Point being, we talk about our wives too. And we talk about how amazing you guys are, but fill in the blank, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
it's,
no, I'm
it happens
fine with
both
that.
Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think that's natural that you know, right. yeah. Okay.
But okay.
I'm feeling this is a super disorganized podcast, but
that's
I feel
okay.
like, how do you organize this?
You can't.
No, you can't. What? So yeah.
Whatever. You want to go on the rating scale? Like,
yeah. I
our fighting?
To, yeah. Yeah, us. what we do about fighting. Yeah. I don't know. How honest are you going to be, though?
No, you said to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how much I think we currently fight mm-hmm. about them, mm-hmm. you know, just...
Yeah, but I'm interested to hear what you say about
okay.
this.
So do you want to go... Let's go back and forth.
Yeah, and at home also,
yeah.
you know, if you think about this, each thing, how you know, because... a lot of these are the most, what I did was I took the most common things to fight about according to a lot of these, you know, very popular websites and magazines, what they said, and I rated them for us. But see for yourselves, these are the most common things that couples fight about. And
oh, this wasn't just us.
Oh, no. I mean, I always get this stuff from other, you know, I'm not just doing us. Although
it pertained to us so well that I didn't.
Right. Thought. Well, that's how it goes.
Right.
Because but I did on our Instagram stories, I asked other people and we got a lot of great responses.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah.
All right, well, let's do ours. All right. So one is the least, right?
Yes. One is the least. 1 to 10. I asked you to rate 1 to 10.
Least,
one is the least. How much we fight in 10
right.
currently. So a lot of
currently.
The stuff in the past we've fought
right.
about
I had to
a
think
lot.
About that while I was answering this.
Yes.
All right. So the first one is sex. Mm-hmm. Does one of us want sex more than the other? I put that as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
I
think
put that
we,
as zero.
Well, we don't. There is no zero, but That's one.
Right, one. Yeah, that's not something we fight about. I mean, listen, no. I think that there are certain things in our sex life that could be better or change. Yeah,
look, I would want, you know, more sex if that was possible. But in our current situation, it's not your fault or my fault, so we don't fight about
it. No, we don't fight about it. I don't think that's something that's actually not one of the things that are a struggle for us.
No, not at all.
Right.
Look, it's hard sometimes and it can happen, but that's not a fault of ours that we fight.
I think sometimes we don't have sex because we're fighting.
Yeah, but that's not...
But what I'm saying is, yes, so I wouldn't put it... Yeah, I put it as a zero, but really there's sometimes when I would want sex, but I hate you, so I'm not having sex with you. But yeah, other than that, it's fine. No. Yeah. You would have sex with me if you hated me. Okay, money.
Money. All right, so spending too much or...
Currently.
Yeah, I put that as an 8.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I put that as a 3.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, what? You think we fight about money? We don't fight about money.
No? We don't?
I don't know.
What? Yeah, I guess that's more... You know what? I might not have noticed the word currently as well as I should have.
I mean, your whole number one, the sex part, totally depends on whether or not you change that answer. So,
you know what? Looking back now, I think I do want to change that because that's not a current.
We don't fight about that ever. I mean, I'm sure that I think that you spend money on shit that you shouldn't spend money on, and you think I spend money on shit that I spend. But we don't fight about it because I think we both realize like that's not
right. I want to change. I want to change my answer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a need.
I will allow that.
Yeah.
Okay. Messiness, cleanliness.
All right. So again, this time I looked at currently.
So messiness and cleanliness, I think, is a big one for a lot of people.
Well, for us, that was a 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I put it as a 4. Mm-hmm. Because
I said a 3.
Yeah. So same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's for me today.
Sure.
Not a big thing. Yeah. All right. So taking care of kids, who takes care of kids the more, who does more? Mm-hmm. 10.
I said a 7.
10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why do you say 10?
Because, let's just say you say a lot of things to me about that. Mm-hmm. And,
no, well, I don't think it's equal at all.
It shouldn't be equal.
Okay. Keep going. Mm-hmm. We need a stay-at-home mom episode so badly, but go ahead. I don't know if it's just our marriage. Maybe it's every marriage. I have no idea, but it's never... If there are marriages out there that it's equal, I need you to email me right now or message me and tell me how, because I don't know how to make that equal.
What, taking care of the kids?
Just like even on the weekends or whatever, like you feel like because I'm a stay-at-home mom, even Saturday and Sunday, I should be the one taking care of the kids.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
Yes, maybe this weekend. You were good this weekend.
God, I got to write this stuff down. I'm putting on my calendar from now on.
No, I'm serious.
The days that I'm like, go rest, go, you know, go.
Yes, you say upstairs. Go rest and everything, but for sure, like... Like, if I have to convince you to go to a birthday party or something...
Well, that's a different story. I mean, that's not taking care of the kids. That's just...
Sure it is. That's part of it. Going and doing that stuff is part of taking care of the kids.
Oh, man.
I don't know why you're... I'm serious. I feel like even on the weekends, you're like, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. You don't work all week, so you're home. Oh, and you can take care of the kids.
I never said anything like that. I never said anything like that.
No, but I think you act like that.
All right.
All right. I just hope...
We're going to regroup this in like 2 months, and I'm going to pull up my calendar and pull up all the times that
two I... 2 months? Okay.
Defend this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn right.
I hope that people realize like that this is, if they're, this is how it goes. This is how it is. And this is not, we haven't staged this. We haven't pre-planned this.
Is this sound staged?
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that, like, this is how it is. Like, if for people who are, like, please listen with your spouse because this is what we go through. And maybe we're making people feel better. Maybe we're worse than the average couple. I don't know. I mean, but we love each other, so obviously we do okay.
Well, obviously I'm doing something right, so things are good.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, let's keep going.
All right. Yeah. Taking care of the kids, like you just said before. That's like a whole nother stay-at-home mom episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Like we could.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to do that. And listen, and working moms too. I think it's probably the same for working moms. I think working moms probably have expectations for taking care of the kids. Like, can I be honest with you? And this will be a whole thing for those stay-at-home moms. Mm-hmm. Can I say something without you giving too much feedback?
Is that possible?
I think if I worked, I don't think you'd do much more.
I don't agree with you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wait, is that feedback?
Yeah, but okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Yes, you leave it at that.
Sure.
Like so much of your stuff during the week would be done.
What?
You're drinking during the week, everything during the week that you do, you're going out during the week, you're staying up late, watching shows during the week. All that would be done because you wouldn't get up in the morning as early as I do and take care of the kids.
Right.
Oh, okay. If you think you would do that, then we'll regroup.
It would be a completely different situation. I mean, it would be like that from the beginning.
And I think you'd be miserable.
I think we'd both be miserable. Like, I don't think that's our lifestyle. I don't think we're both looking for us both working and sharing the responsibilities of...
Oh, I feel like you would be super psyched if I started working.
Well, that's just for the money. I mean, that's
okay,
just
but
for the income. It's
I know, but you're forgetting the whole, like, you get to, like, do whatever you want on weeknights and I get up in the morning with the kids. Like, you forget that whole thing.
No, I don't forget it. I like the way we have things. I'm happy that way.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, but we still need a whole episode about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad you said that.
If I wasn't happy, we'd have a huge discussion about you're not working and I am and you're taking care of the kid. Like, I love our situation.
I always feel like you want to say to me, like, start working. Like, you're a kid. Jonah's going to be in second grade. Start working.
Well, third grade, not second grade.
Okay, so if that's what you want, then I'll start looking for a job.
Have I ever,
and during the week, you'll stop doing all the stuff that you do.
Have I ever complained about our lifestyle situation?
Straight out. But I have to deal with a lot of like the money stuff, and I feel guilty. This is a whole stay-at-home.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay, yeah. But just so you know, that's not directly. Only indirectly.
Okay.
Okay.
But to leave it at, listen, remember, I love us. I love how we do things. So,
I love us too.
Yeah.
That's why we're still married, because we love each other.
Stop. Next episode.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But we still fight. But wait a minute. It's important for me to say.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. Like, we love each other so much, but there's a lot of shit. You live with anybody, there's going to be a lot of shit. I lived with my best friend in the world who I would do anything for 2 years in college, and there was a lot of shit. But yet, I would live with her again in a heartbeat. Like, that's just how it goes in life, you know?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So, All right, moving on from that, we'll talk about
family and in-laws. Yes.
All right, you know what? Let's just give a number and be done.
I know, we can't.
Yeah.
I know, it's too hard.
Okay. What's your number?
Well, what do we fight about now? Well, I don't really think we fight about it anymore.
Right. Okay.
I think when we were first together and first married,
no, but I still
it was 175.
Right. I give it a 7. It's pretty high.
Oh,
you know, but I don't think, I guess we don't fight as much as we used to about this, but it's still, let's just say it's a topic of conversation a lot.
Yeah. I think that anybody out there, listen, the whole in-law thing and, you know, it's tricky. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, we're not going to have that episode,
but
by the way.
I don't think we fight about it. Well, yeah, no, we're not going to have that episode. No.
No, that's what I just said. We don't fight about it, but it's a topic of conversation.
It's a topic of conversation. And when we were, you know, planning our wedding, when we were dating, when we were first together, it almost broke us up.
Yeah.
Now I think, you know, we're a team and we, you know, we've realized that. And, but, yeah, I think it's, you know, everyone knows where we're going with this. You can't get into it.
Let's not beat a dead cat.
Okay. Let's not beat a dead cat.
I don't know, whatever that
is. Is that really I think it's a horse.
Whatever, horse, cat, cow. Okay. It's fine. But the next one is kind of related to the taking care of the kids,
mm-hmm.
which is not, sorry.
Division of responsibilities. Yeah, division of responsibility.
Same thing, I think.
What right? is that? Yeah.
I mean, like, it's, you take care of the kids, you go to work, you have these responsibilities. Yeah. So I have same thing.
Yeah.
Let's just skip that.
Okay.
Yeah. Not feeling appreciated.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at your paper.
Yeah, don't look at my paper.
I'm trying to look at your paper. Okay, go ahead.
I gave that a 5.
Not really appreciate. I gave it an 8. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I think with men and women, it's different. Listen, I think I'll say to you a lot of times, and I text you probably more than the average wife, and I'll say, thank you for working. Thank you for doing this for our family. Thank you. Like, I think I thank you a lot. And I think I thank you a lot more than you thank me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I often think that you think that I don't do as much as you do.
No.
Do you not think I do as much as you?
No, no, you do.
You're looking me in the eye right now, and you're like, how's my life going to go if I answer this right. one way or the other?
I'm going back to question
we
number one.
We should do
about
this like,
sex,
like with a wall between us.
I'm back to the first question about fighting about sex. So that's what I'm thinking about before I answer.
Oh, because you don't. Yeah. Right. Because you know that this all lies on you.
Right.
No, but seriously, like
I think it's neutral. That's why I give it a 5. Where like, yeah,
neutral.
Well, like, yeah, it's a thing, but it's also not. And it's in the middle. And no. Wow. You think it's
no, cool? I feel underappreciated a lot of times. Yes. Absolutely. I do. I think that,
you know what?
Because I'm not good at certain things, but I really take care of and I'm good at other things. I think you think I have a lot less on my plate than I do.
I want to raise my answer.
Okay.
I'm going to replace my 8 for money with the not feeling appreciated. I think I do a lot that goes
back to the stay-at-home mom. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the things that I do to help you out with no appreciation for.
For money?
No.
Oh, what?
The stuff like we were just talking about.
Oh,
like
I thought you said you wanted to change your money answer.
All the stuff I like.
Our communication is not good.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You want to move on?
Wait, what? So you're saying you feel underappreciated?
I think I do a lot of things around here that a lot of guys probably don't do in their house, and it goes unnoticed.
All right, give me an example.
I took care of the kitchen yesterday and today.
Yes, you did. You were very good.
I dishwashed. 3 times.
Yes, you did.
I cleaned.
That is not typical, though.
Okay, but...
But you did it.
I do
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Okay.
I do
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. You do stuff, yes.
Thank you.
Do, but I...
No,
okay.
Let's just leave it at
okay.
that.
Okay, all right, fine. fine, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, what about, do we ever fight about spending time together?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was nothing.
No.
A 2. Because I already used a 1.
I don't.
We spend a lot of time together, right?
Yeah, I don't think, I'm never worried about you like going out with guys instead of me. Like that's one thing I have to say. I'm not, I'm lucky about that.
That's not my thing.
No, I feel like we want to be together. Right. It's when more about out, when we don't have enough time together.
Okay.
We might hate each other when we go out. But
oh,
we,
come on.
But we still want to be together for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Go to the next one.
No, I'll let you do that one.
Well, I don't know how honest we're getting here. That's the problem. I mean, I have been very honest about my OCD.
Okay.
I'm very honest about all of that.
Okay.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Drinking, smoking, gambling, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a struggle for us.
Yes.
Am I allowed to?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, my God. Okay. I didn't bring this up before because I didn't want to.
No, this is an honest.
Wow. Okay, see, I was hoping for that because I have
been
very
honest.
No, no, stop that. Don't do that. Yes, we've struggled with addiction.
Yes.
And we are a Marriage and Martinis podcast. So obviously, listen, I'm not, you know, if we get to a point where I feel like you needed to not drink,
mm-hmm.
I would not allow you to drink.
Right.
I don't think we're at that, you know, I think we a lot drinking in some ways, and every couple is different and you do what's good for you. I think drinking a lot for us is we bond a lot over that.
Right. So, yeah, I went through a good period of drinking too much and doing stupid shit while I was drinking. Mm-hmm. And that took us to a place that made us both really unhappy.
Wow, I'm so glad you're saying this. Okay. I'm so shocked right now because I didn't say anything before. Okay.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Oh, wow. Now I'm going to make a whole podcast episode about
no,
it. Okay. No. Okay. No, yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah, so, yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't say just once. This has always been a thing for you.
What do you mean, once?
That addiction, I mean, I think addiction for both of us is kind of a thing.
Well, we were both smokers back in a long time ago.
Yeah, and I would still be a smoker for 3 packs a day if it didn't, you know, cause cancer. Right. I'm not, I, listen, if
no,
it wasn't.
We both love smoking.
Oh, but, yeah, if it wasn't for the, you know, the health side of it.
If it wasn't for killing
I would
you,
be a smoker yeah, in a heartbeat. Yeah. But I'm not because you can't.
Yeah. No, we both kicked the smoking. And then with the drinking, we were doing it, you know, as a bonding thing. And then, you know.
You can't put drinking in the same category for both of us.
No, I was about to
step it up. Yeah, 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 please.
Saying that I took it too far and I was doing it too much and doing stupid shit while
I was
drinking.
You're saying it past tense. It happens often.
Currently?
No, not currently, which is why I allow it.
Right.
Yeah, but...
No, because I was doing stupid shit not that long ago.
Right.
Fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And I realized...
Well, when you say stupid shit, do you want to elaborate on that?
No. Now we're getting a little too...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but I... All right, so I can go on my OCD episode and tell about how I almost... You tell a story about how I almost set the fire alarm off.
Yeah, because that's kind of comical in one sense.
Okay.
Right. At least that's like a thing that.
Okay.
No.
And listen, you never cheated on me.
No, absolutely
you never.
Not.
It's not anything like that.
Right.
And maybe, all right, maybe what we need to do is maybe we need some more time.
Okay.
And then you'll go into it.
All right. Let's get, let me get more comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that. But I'm glad even that I can't even, I didn't even think you would admit to the addiction thing.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I'm super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm saying there was a problem and we overcame and are overcoming it. And
we
overcame it, but we're still kind of dealing with.
Always.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I don't want to say like everything's
I think that's a lot of marriages.
Right
I think
now.
You have something that you're going to deal with for the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
And listen, for us, a little bit, I think to myself, I married a bad boy a little bit. Like I always loved that about you. I loved that you keep things fun. You keep things. We have a plaque in our house, which I love. And it says, "I'll keep you safe. You keep me wild." And it's always meant a lot to me because I feel like a little bit like I keep you safe. I'm going to start to cry.
Well, you're a little bit of a bad girl, so.
Yes, a little bit I am a bad girl. Absolutely. But I need that a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this with my first crying podcast.
Why? Why are you crying?
No, you know, the addiction thing is hard.
Okay.
But, you know, but at the same time, whew, yeah, this is the first time I'm going to cry on the podcast. You know, I don't know if I could live without that, without the little bit of the bad boy.
You need that.
I need that.
Because that's you too.
Yes.
Not to the extent, but that's you too.
Absolutely.
And you need that in your life.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I think we all need that a little bit in our lives. Like, let's not take things too seriously. Like,
everybody needs the bad boy. Some people want the straight and narrow. I never wanted that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's...
The addiction thing makes me a little, you know, but like I said, I don't, you know, I think there's addiction to different levels.
Yes.
And I would never do a Marriage and Martinis podcast if I thought that, you know, it was to the level of, you know, we need to do something about it to the next level.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
All right. Let's lighten this up a little
bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You okay? What can I get you?
I mean, another drink would probably be the wrong answer. No, but the gambling, you went to Atlantic City a lot, and we stopped that.
Yep.
It's been a lot of, you know, it's been a challenge. Addiction is definitely something that plagues both of us.
Yes.
And we both come from...
We both come from addictive families.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, let's move on.
Ooh. I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay, that's a... Wow, that's a first.
What?
I cry all the time. This is the first time I'm crying in a podcast. Okay. Well, it's been long.
Yeah, we're long. This is... That's okay, though. For this episode, I think that's okay.
Okay.
All right. So to switch it up from that.
Yeah.
Romance. Do we fight ever about not enough romance? I put that as a 3.
Okay.
Only because we never fight about that. You'll say like, why can't you be, why can't you be more romantic or say,
yeah,
but that's as far as it goes. Right. No. Okay.
Well, I think maybe I don't bring it up as much. I put it as a 6.
Right.
I would like more romance.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you would do much better being married to a woman. And that might happen next.
I think that's a cop out.
Yeah?
Sure. I mean, listen, I think there's a benefit to being married to a woman. I mean, I'm sure they struggle with the same stuff. I think, you know, probably one person always wanting more. Can you give me a tissue or some shit?
I just asked you if I could get you a tissue.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said, can I get you a drink?
No, you said, can you get you a drink? I said, can I get you a tissue?
Oh, yeah, I want a tissue. I don't even know if we have tissues in the house. Toilet paper, I'll take anything. Okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so, okay, so that was our little rate scale thing, right? Mm-hmm. The 1 through 10.
Oh, I want to tell a little bit about, so I went on Instagram.
Oh.
We have this fun Instagram community that I'm obsessed with, kind of. I'm up at 2 in the morning, like, checking. I know. So bad.
No, it's great. You're doing, it's awesome.
I know, but I'm also not getting enough sleep, and then I'm exhausting during the day. But, okay, so I did a bunch of an Instagram story. We had hundreds of people respond.
We did?
Well, we had thousands of people look at the Instagram story, but only so many people respond. They're busy. Wait, I get hundreds? It. Hundreds. We had thousands of people look.
No, we
had
hundreds
respond. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
I know.
Like, for real.
Yes.
Wait,
because
which story was this?
So this was the story where I asked about their own relationships and what's going on.
Wait, did I know about this?
Yeah, you. I think you looked at it. I don't know. Okay. So the results were, I asked, did you text fight? Because we text fight a lot.
Yeah. Wait, stop there. Because I have that in my notes for later. So
no, well, there's no later.
Oh, yes, there is. No, this is okay. This one can go longer. It's okay. Fine. Don't stress about the length.
I am stressing about the length.
4 inches is fine. Just keep going.
All right. Did you text fight? What do you think people said?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
got to
be
as,
like 70%.
No. So, yeah, 60%. Okay. 60% of it was around 500 people who answered it. And they said, yes, 60%. But yeah. I thought it was going to be more.
Me too.
I don't know. I feel like we text fight all day. Yeah. Not that that's healthy, because you can't get the, you know, you don't
understand. Yeah, but it's easier to resolve, I think.
And it's easier to do if you're gone all day.
Right.
How are you going to, you're not going to call. I can't call you at work when you're around people.
Right. Yeah, and I don't see you all day.
Right.
And I can't just sit on the phone and fight with you while I'm at work. And
yeah.
So it works out.
And this one I was surprised about. I said, does your spouse know how to say sorry? Because you don't know how to say sorry.
Yes, I
do. No, you don't. No, after 3 days of me crying and screaming and... No, I'm sorry. I still...
How fast you are to say you're sorry?
Right. No, you don't. You do not know how to...
I would say 50-50.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Is it really?
I was shocked. I thought everyone's going to say their husbands couldn't say sorry.
Some but like,
no, you take like 3 days to say you're sorry. And by that time, I'm like ready to fucking check myself into a mental institution. It's horrible. So, all right. And do you ever go to bed angry? 88% said yes.
Really?
Yeah, because how do you resolve that? If you're mad and you're tired, I want to go to bed.
But I don't feel like we do. Like, that's been on.
Oh, I go to bed mad at you all the time.
That's what I was going
to
say. That
you No. I'm like, I'm too fucking tired. I don't want to. I want to go. That's what, sleep is more important to me.
Right.
I'm like, he'll be here in the fucking morning. Okay. If he dies in his sleep, fine. But if not, he'll be here in the morning and we'll resolve it then.
I'll be dead in my sleep by the help of your hand. So that's probably how it'll happen.
Well, or you're snoring. I don't know. Something will happen where you can't breathe anymore. Do you ever fight in front of your kids? So 65% said yes.
Okay.
I feel like we fight in front of our kids all the time. I'm not interested in hiding it from them. Are you?
No, they are always like...
Well, the problem with our kids are like, well, you and I will be like, do you want waffles for breakfast? You'd be like, no, I want pancakes. And they're like, why do you guys fight so much? Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, every little thing we disagree about, they're like, you guys fight all the time.
Right.
When we're literally like, do you want to go out to dinner or you want to bring in? And you're like, I want to bring in. I'm like, I want to go out. And they're like, oh my God, you're fighting again.
Yeah, they think we're fighting more often.
Yeah. I want that. Like, they don't get that. Right. It's so weird to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's so weird because what they see from here's the thing. I feel like our kids, I always feel like, I feel like they should be like, oh my God, my parents are so in love. Like, I feel like what we usually do and the way we usually act is like, but they're kids, so I guess they don't know.
Right. Or but remember. Like, kids, yeah.
The yeah, I right. guess, like, they, I don't know. I always think they're going to be like, wow, you know, if someone asks them, are you know, do your parents have a happy marriage? I'm always like, oh, shit, they're probably going to say no because we disagree on stuff.
But you know what? I think they're a little spoiled in the fact that they don't realize how much we love each other and are happy with each other because, like, they know, like, it's just ingrained in them every weekend. We go out and, like, not with them. They're not allowed because we spend time with them. But so at this point now, it's, you know, 13 years later, you know, since we've had our first, that they know we go out every weekend because we want to be alone.
Right.
And so now it's just kind of ingrained in their heads, like, yeah, okay, that's just a thing, but they don't get that. No, we want to be alone because we love each other and we're happy together. And
it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. I can't imagine like what they, you know, what they're watching too much TV or too many movies or something.
Stupid Disney shows. Like,
I don't know, but I feel like they should be, I don't know. I feel like if anything, our kids should be like, well, yeah, my parents are really happy. But I wonder if people ask them and they're like, no, my parents are, they disagree on everything.
Right.
But that's so not how it is.
Yeah, I mean, look. We're sitting here in our house doing this.
Yeah, like, they don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. So I'm not even going by
like,
them.
Like, we're sitting here in our house with the kids, and we're podcasting about how much we fight with each other.
Right.
But we're, like, still looking at each other and laughing and, like, at least...
Oh, yeah. It doesn't... I mean, how many... Yeah. Yeah. But I think people who, you know, we had a lot of responses that I would never fight in front of my kids. And I'm like, a little bit, I want to see. I don't want them to think they can go into a marriage and, like, expect not to fight. No. I want them to go into a marriage.
You have to fight because that resolves issues.
And it's passion. I feel like a little bit like we're passionate people. And we fight passionately. We make up passionately. We love each other passionately. Like, we're individuals.
Can we talk about how we make out passionately?
Oh, that's another thing I said.
Oh.
Wait, this is something that I mentioned.
How are you going to find it in all those pages of notes? Keep turning the pages.
Yeah, this is it. Okay, so makeup sex.
Okay.
Is that like something you just see in the movies? Is that like, because I did a poll of how people make up and a few people said sex.
Yeah. We don't have makeup sex.
I don't think we have makeup sex.
I don't think so.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Maybe we should.
Okay.
I think that
we've... I'll fight with you right now.
I think that we've been mad at each other and we'll, like, go away for the weekend. And then after we've been mad at each other and we get, you know, we're together, then it will be, like, more passionate than maybe it would have been because we were fighting before. But we're never... I mean, who has a time? Like, if we're making up, we're, like... I don't know.
I'm exhausted after.
Well, not like, only that, but your kids are at home or like it's not that cut and dry. You can't like just be like, okay, let's have sex now. We were just fighting.
Right.
If the kids are home, it's like, oh, well, we got to wait 5 hours. And so like, right. I don't think that's, I don't know, but I feel like makeup sex is like a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. For us, I don't think that's a thing.
No. Makeup. No. But people did say makeup sex
Well, good for you guys. Listen.
Tell me I don't know. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So is there any, like, fights that we've had that stick out in your mind? Because I have a couple.
Then you go first.
Okay. So going back to the texting. Like... Back to the day of flip phones and like...
When we were in the backseat of your parents' car. Yeah.
And I don't remember the fight. I don't remember what it was about.
No, I don't either. I'm sure it was stupid.
But my parents drove us somewhere. We were going for like an hour drive somewhere, and we were literally sitting in the back seat, mm-hmm. texting each other, fighting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On one of those flip phones where there's no letters. It's like, right. you have to like a C is like, you have to press the number mm-hmm. two button three mm-hmm. times. And yeah. So that, I thought that was hilarious. Like that was, that sticks out in my mind.
Oh forever. Yeah. We've text fought so many times.
We always text fight.
Well, and you have, you own a business. So when you're at your business, you know, when you're at the store, you have a retail store, and, I'm always like, you know, I'll text you, and then 5 minutes later, I'll be like, why aren't you answering me?
Yeah.
And you're like, there are people around. I can't answer you right now. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, no, you need to answer me. Like, I'm very impetuous. Is sure. that it? And I'm like waiting around. Like, when is he going to answer me? Why hasn't he answered me? You know, I'm like a teenage girl. Like,
do you
waiting
ever
for
not answer me on purpose just to get like me going?
Probably.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh, do you? I don't know if I do that all the time.
No,
but
I think
there are some times when I'm probably trying to just calm down a little uh-huh. bit, because I will flip my shit out.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, you're not going to remember this. At least I don't think so. When we were first together, first moving in our condo together, we went to the mall to get some stuff for the condo. And we fought about the dish towels that you wanted.
I don't remember that
versus
at all.
The ones I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We left the mall without dish towels, not speaking.
Really? Yes. Is that true?
It's true.
Wow.
We went to the mall to get dish towels and left not speaking.
I think I was probably like, why does he have an opinion? I should be able to pick whatever I want. Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, yeah. Right, we were 22.
Sure.
Right? Our first place living.
Absolutely.
Like, about
well, and it's funny because, you know, it just goes to show, like, you grow together. Because now yeah. we go and pick everything for the house. And that's my favorite thing in the world to do together.
What?
Like, to pick stuff together.
Oh, well, we're so, yeah, but we know each other so well now. We've kind of morphed into
but
the same.
But we overcame
yeah.
all of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the time, yeah, we were probably more selfish. But now to go into the city together and, like, pick stuff, and yeah. that's my favorite
it's
thing
so
in the
much
world
fun.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Okay, so I want to get into, I have a few things that people can do to cool off. I see you looking at the time.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at the time to make sure you're not looking at the time.
I am looking at the Stop. Time. I it's feel like okay. people are going to be like, all right, well, like, let's go.
Listen, if you want to, you know, shut out, don't.
What does that mean?
Like, if they want to turn this off.
Oh,
and
okay.
stop listening because all it's right. an hour and something minutes in.
Okay.
Too bad.
We're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Listen,
Joe Rogan goes on for like 3 hours.
I don't even know who. I have to listen to his podcast.
He's the most popular podcast in the world. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
What does he do that he's the most? I need to know this.
It's an excellent podcast.
Joe Rogan. How do you spell his last
I
name?
I actually watch him on YouTube.
He
his
sounds
podcast.
Joe
he
Rogan.
He was the guy who did Fear Factor. Remember the show Fear Factor?
Yeah, what do you mean he did it?
He was the host.
The host.
He was the host.
Okay. So what does he do with the podcast? Because Fear Factor to me is like the scariest shit ever.
No. The podcast is about just nothing and everything. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like Stuff You Should Know that I listen to, the podcast.
Yeah,
that's just
like,
about facts.
Yeah.
This is about whatever. He has huge,
I don't know what that means. It's about whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Finance.
Sure.
You're everything about,
yep.
like,
it,
Apple
it
and
matter.
Finance and Tesla. And okay.
It doesn't matter. It's not just guy things. It's, like,
okay.
it's about everything.
Do women listen to him, too?
Oh, my God. And he has women guests on. Like, he has celebrity guests. He
Joe
has,
Rogan, I will guest star.
He has, like, the biggest
I won't cry,
celebrities.
I promise.
And, like, it's just an incredible show, and it's fun to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. So he goes for 3 hours. So that doesn't mean anything about us.
But. Yeah. No. Okay.
Wait, Joe, if you're listening, we would love to be guests.
Oh,
by the
wow,
way.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know, send him an email
he's
or something.
A cool guy.
But is he married?
I don't know his personal life.
That's weird that you don't know his personal
yeah,
life.
I watch clips. I don't watch, like, I don't listen to the whole
what
thing.
What do you watch on YouTube?
Yeah, he's
oh,
on YouTube.
Oh, we need to get a YouTube channel.
And he, yeah, we do.
Yeah?
So he has, like, half-hour clips about a certain topic.
Is he drunk during it?
No, but he smokes weed during it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we don't smoke weed, but not because we don't want to.
No, I want to.
I know. But we both want to. We were just in Amsterdam and we were like, motherfucker, right. We want to smoke weed.
I wish I liked
but
weed.
But we like alcohol better.
Yeah.
I wish I liked weed too.
I would love to smoke.
It's so funny because we were in Amsterdam. Our kids were like, it smells like pot. And we were like, and they were like, pot is bad. And we're like, no, pot is not bad. And they were like, we're trying to talk them into trying pot. We're trying to tell them like, no, it's not what you think it, like, we're like, pot is, you know, it's very helpful in a lot of ways. And, you know, so it's so funny because our 10 and 13 year old were like, drugs are bad.
Right.
But pot, let's have a conversation about this. Yeah. So, so we're, you know, it's just funny how we were trying to like get them to understand the difference. I wanted to give a little bit of insight about what the experts, because we're not experts, what the experts say that we can do to, you know, get over fighting. Yeah. And I don't know if you definitely do not know who Esther Perel is.
Oh, my God. She's the expert. Yeah.
Bite me.
Fighting.
Yeah, fuck you.
People.
Okay, so Esther Perel, she is the author of Mating in Captivity and a State of Affairs, and she has a podcast.
I don't even know those words you just said.
Yeah, no one cares. Okay. You don't know a lot of words.
Yeah, I know.
But she has a podcast also. She's a marriage expert. She's been doing this for like 3 decades. She's awesome. So she says when you and your spouse fight, the first, and this is what I need to do more of, and I have started doing this a little bit more, but you need to cool off. Take a break before running in to tell your partner off.
Right.
Take a walk, a run, have a shower, a cup of tea, go off in your own room, quiet down.
You do need to cool off.
Okay. You know, just something that's going to take the edge off, you know, whatever
think
it
before
is.
Before you speak. Yeah.
Yeah, just take a moment and, like, just get out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
She also said, you heard Jonah?
What's he doing?
Bob playing his iPad. I don't know. she says, stick to the topic at hand. Don't start bringing up stuff from a year ago. This is the problem. We have this problem a lot.
Yes, you do.
You know, it's... Stop that.
Oh.
No, we legitimately, like, bring up stuff from before where we're like, okay, we need to...
Get past.
Yeah, we have a long... You know, we have a history together. That's hard.
Yeah, we do.
But we've come a long way. So to keep bringing up 15 years ago doesn't... makes sense because we've tried, both of us, we've both worked hard on it. So to bring stuff up. Okay, so she says, just stick to this particular incident. They call this kitchen sinking, when you start bringing up all the stuff from the past and it just sinks you further and further into the fight. And then it's just hard to resolve. Like, don't kitchen sink. Don't bring yourself further into the debate by bringing up stuff from 6 months ago, a year ago, 15 years ago, like whatever it is, just stick to this fight, to this argument. And listen, on occasion, stop talking and listen. Maybe you'll actually hear something rather than just listening in order to know that you know, your point of view is important, but there's another point of view also that you need to consider. So it forces you to get out of your opinion and listen to somebody else.
Okay.
That's hard.
It's all hard.
It's all hard.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's okay to laugh. Laugh together. Sometimes you need to break the seriousness up by making a joke, and you're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
You're really good at breaking it up. Like, you're very funny, and you make me laugh, and that breaks it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
So laughter to me is huge.
I want to make this whole thing easy for everybody. I've got it all figured out. It's all solved.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to give, like, advice to anybody, we've been married a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody new out there who's, like, newly married and, like, all right, listen. Whatever you're fighting about, both of you stop, think about what you're fighting about. Guys, think about, are you wrong Honestly, look at yourself. Did you do something wrong? Yes, say I'm sorry. Done.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
I'm just giving advice.
Oh.
Not the whole yeah. I do. Like what I've learned from my mistakes. Right. No, but what I'm saying is, like, when we were in our 20s, we fought about, like, dish towels. Like, mm-hmm. just, like, stop. Like, mm-hmm. think about what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Most well, it's of what hard. You fight yeah, about
is just fucking stupid.
It is stupid, and there are some fights that are worth it.
But I was just gonna say,
right.
That dish towel fight probably did a lot for us. Like it was good we had that fight.
I don't even remember it.
Right, but it's like you need those small fights to learn each other, like to mm-hmm. learn how like what's going on, like how,
well, like what's real and what's not. Yeah,
exactly. Like you need the small fights, you need the big fights, but just stop and think about it, and then you know, like you said, like step away,
yeah,
take a walk, like whatever. Don't get fucking crazy in your head.
I think the hardest thing also is, I think the most important thing also is remembering what this person does for you,
right.
That's you know, important. Like that's huge. Like in the fact that, like you know, I think you put up a lot with a lot of bullshit. I put up with a lot of bullshit, but there's a lot of stuff that we're like, you know, you give me and you accept me for things that nobody else would.
Yeah,
and I have to remember that when we're fighting. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Same thing with you. No mm-hmm. one would put up with your shit, but I do.
That's why we're. Still here and we're still happy.
And that's what we need to, you know, and listen, if the good outweighs the bad, and for us it does, and it always has.
Right. Well, that's important. The good has to outweigh the bad.
And that's what happens. That's what's kept us together.
Yeah. I mean, is that so
we're so much better together than we are apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And 100%. I could never have my life without you.
Oh.
I couldn't.
Yes, you could.
Maybe. It's possible. Depends who it is. No, I'm serious. I, you know, that's to me the best thing is to remember that, you know, I want to be with you more than I want to be with anybody else.
Oh, well, it's because you haven't been with them yet.
Yeah,
so you don't know the difference.
It's possible.
Jason Momoa might be a lot better to you than.
Maybe he'd teach me how to skateboard. That'd be fun.
Was that right? That Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa, yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
What else? Anything do you want to add to this, or have we?
Oh my god! I think we're going to have a part two, part three, and part four, and we definitely have to have a stay-at-home mom episode. And please, my working moms, I bow down to you. I want to know what you do and how you make it all work and how you survive, because my god, you're my fucking heroes. So if you are a working mom or a stay-at-home mom. Or a stay-at-home dad, even. Please get in touch with us. We will house you at our Airbnb house.
For how much?
Nothing.
A couple hundred bucks a night?
For just a podcast episode.
Okay.
That's yeah. So that's to me,
just don't
my
kill
God.
Us in our sleep.
No, listen, kill him in his sleep. What the fuck do I care? Just make sure his life insurance is all good.
Right.
And that's it.
Should we close this out? Like, have we taken this?
I think we've taken it
for this episode. Yes. Like this.
Yes, yeah. I think I can't. Yeah, this snot is all good.
What?
Well, I just like wiped my nose like 65 times to make sure I wasn't crying anymore.
Yeah, that was in the TMI episode, by the mm-hmm. way.
But that was big. I cried for the first time in this episode.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Rate and review.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Mm-hmm. I hope you're still with us. I don't even know if we're still with us.
I would say that they're going to be, I hope women are like, and men are like, thank you for keeping it real.
I mean, this is as real as
yeah,
it gets. Yeah,
we legitimately like had no prior.
Oh my God. Listen, guys, I swear we did not script this.
No,
out.
No,
this
no.
This is not like, this is
I asked you questions and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're mad at each other on a podcast, we're about each other. Like,
yeah.
There's no hiding here.
check us out on iTunes.
Our house is not that big.
I'm doing those things.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, check us out on iTunes, please, and rate and review us. Thank you. A bunch of you guys have been doing it, so thank you so
much. Oh, my God,
they're
amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond. Like, sometimes
you
people
can't respond.
Oh, you can't.
No, 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 no.
Okay, so please know that we're reading it, and I'm like, I want to, but they have these weird, like, nicknames.
On iTunes.
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to talk to this person. So please, if you write and respond, send me a message saying that you've written and responded, and I will message you back in a heartbeat, and we will talk.
Yeah, so marriageandmartinis@gmail.com, and right after you review or rate or whatever, and yeah, we'll definitely get right back to you on that.
Yeah.
And thank you for doing that. On Facebook at Marriage and Martinis, Twitter, Marriage Martini. Instagram,
Facebook. We're having Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg needs to fucking step it up.
Wait, what's Instagram at Marriage and
Martinis? At Marriage and Martinis. Okay. Yeah, Instagram is fucking awesome. Facebook. I've been on Facebook for a long time as a blogger, and Mark Zuckerberg better fucking step it up.
Oh my gosh,
I'm pissed at him.
Mark, listen.
Yeah,
you're pissing my wife off. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I think that's it. Oh, by the way, we're still under construction with our website.
Yes.
That is happening.
Yes.
We're going to have some really cool stuff. YouTube channel is coming.
Is it?
Well, we need the website too, like to link back to and have the videos. And
okay.
But it is coming.
I'm ready for it.
We are going to do it.
I'm trying to lose the weight from Paris to figure it out.
What?
Well, if I'm going to be on a YouTube video, I need to lose
YouTubes?
A little. Yeah. I have to pee. Can we close this out so I can
pee?
Goodbye,
everybody.
I love you
guys.
Thank
you so
much. You're so fun.
All right. Bye. Take it easy.